Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this number last Sunday night in Vegas opened Minnesota -5.5. I think a lot of people need to realize where this market started and where it is. So the initial number that came out, 5.5. Well, look at the board now. Threes all over the yard. BetMGM has a three. So there has been some sharp and pile-on on Atlanta. I'm willing to lay a little three here. BetMGM will let me do it at -115. Other books, I guess, will let me do it at -110, so you know what to do there. I always lay the best of it. But it looks like you have a lot of people who sort of believe that J.J. McCarthy is not going to do what he did last week. I don't think they think he's going to do that this week. So they're betting against the Vikings on Sunday night.
People know that I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. I did bet Atlanta. We talked about it on You Better, You Bet. I bet it earlier in the week once we felt like London and Mooney were going to play at a number that no longer exists. Just to Sam's point, like, I love Atlanta, which I probably shouldn't after the way last week ended, but I do. At three, I would never take three with Atlanta. I actually agree with Sam. I feel like if you like the Vikings, this is an entry point, Sam, for Minnesota. I would not bet take three with Atlanta. You needed 3.5 or 4 and 4.5 to make this bet, I think.
I love the matchup of Flores against Penix. And Penix, as we know, is not a big mobile cat. You know, the biggest chunk plays the Bears got last week were quarterback runs. That's not what you get from Penix.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.